Good morning, everyone. We're going to open up the Senate Committee on Judiciary. We're going to be starting off at the top of the agenda. We have Senate Bill 582, which I'm going to go ahead and open up a public hearing on. And Council, if you give us a little review.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 582 repeals the sunset on the requirement to notify long-term care facilities that the person seeking admission was convicted of a sex crime. There's no revenue impact and no fiscal impact and no amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you. So it looks like Lauren Rhodes and Mary Gear. Why don't y'all call on up? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Lauren Rhodes, representing the Oregon Healthcare Association. Our association represents nursing facilities, assisted living facilities, and residential care facilities, which are directly impacted by this bill. Thank you for the opportunity to testify today. In 2005, this bill was passed with respect to requiring sex offenders and or the Department of Human Services with understanding that an individual was convicted of a sex offense to notify long-term care facilities of that conviction prior to admission. When we passed the bill in 2005, the bill included a four-year sunset, and so this law would end on January 2nd, 2010, without Senate Bill 582 passing. Under the original legislation, the Department of Human Services, if they know, is expected to notify a long-term care facility of an individual's sex offender conviction upon the individual seeking admission into a facility, and or that individual is expected to disclose that information to a facility upon admission. If that information is not disseminated to the facility and the individual is admitted to the facility, after admission, if the facility subsequently learns of the conviction and there's evidence of risky behavior, then the facility has the authority to discharge the individual with the understanding that they must seek review from the Department of Human Services and assist in a placement of that individual outside of the facility. The facility is required to give written notice to the individual of their rights to an appeal and to assist in whatever reasonable transfer requirements must commence. We believe this bill is a good bill, has worked well for the long-term care community. It's not my understanding that there's widespread use of this across the state of Oregon, but does warrant protection for residents and staff and visitors to long-term care facilities currently and would in the future if you see so to pass this bill. So appreciate your consideration, and I'm happy to take any questions or give assistance if I might.
Great, thank you. And Mary.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I'm Mary Gear. I'm the administrator for the Office of Licensing and Quality of Care in the Department of Human Services, Seniors and People with Disabilities Division. My office has responsibility for the program licensing and regulation of long-term care facilities. I'm very pleased to have the opportunity to support this bill on behalf of the department this morning. This is a bill that really protects a lot of people. It protects the individual who has a history as they enter a long-term care system. It's fully disclosed what that person's needs are, their psychosocial needs as well as their physical needs, so that the facility can meet those. In addition, it protects the vulnerable individuals who may be co-housed with that person. We're very appreciative of the attention to the sunset on this and support the repeal of that sunset. As stated, there is no fiscal impact for the Department of Human Services, and so we're happy to support this bill. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Great, thank you. Questions? Senator Bolamici.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm curious about whether when someone moves into a long-term care facility, is there a questionnaire or application or something that might ask this question as well, and this would be a good backup for that, but do they need to reveal that when they're moving into a facility?
Mr. Chair and Senator Bonamici, the facility has a responsibility to assess an individual who is looking to enter their facility, and that covers the entire range of that person as a whole person. Sometimes that will be disclosed and sometimes it won't. So this is really an opportunity for a more formal process of notification to ensure that the facility is aware of the needs of that individual, doesn't put either that individual or other individuals at risk, and can make sure those needs are met.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments? Ladies, thank you very much. Is there anyone else who want to give testimony today on Senate Bill 582? Not seeing anyone rushing up here, we'll close the public hearing. We'll open a work session on Senate Bill 582.
Mr. Chair, move SB 582 to the floor with due pass.
Senator Boquist moves Senate Bill 582 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any questions, discussion?
No, this may be the shortest bill in the session. One line.
We'll see. Well,
Mr. Chair, Senator Bonamici, it was, so we started talking about it again.
All right. Is there any objection? No objection. So ordered. And Senator Boquist is moving forward on this big bill here. And we'll show on this one that Senator Dingfelder is excused, so she won't be bothering me later. Yeah, with that, we're going to go into our work sessions. We have two bills for work sessions. The first one that's on the agenda is going to be Senate Bill 298. Council.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 298 is one of the bills from the Humane Society. We heard it on February 12th. It has the -2 amendments. This one requires a document to be given to a new owner of a forfeited animal and requires that document to state that the owner is going to have minimum care. We held it off last time when we had in front of us for a work session because it said reasonable care, and we wanted to reference back to a definition that's already in the statute. So this one is ready to move now. This committee so chooses. Have no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
All right.
Mr. Chair, move the -2 into SB 298.
Senator Boquist moves -2 into Senate Bill 298. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And Senator Wissett, will you carry this one?
We need to move the bill.
Oh, sorry. I'm just moving too quick. All right, we got the amendment in.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move SB 298 with the -2 to the floor with a due pass.
All right. Senator Boquist moves Senate Bill 298 with the -2 amendments to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So order. And Senator Wissett, is this one okay for you?
Sure.
All right. And we'll close the public the work session on Senate Bill 298. And we'll open up our last one, hopefully before the good senator gets here. Senate Bill 299.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 299 is the other Humane Society bill. It has a -1 amendment. This one was in front of you on March. It's in front of you first on February 12th, and then again on March 12th. We didn't have the fiscal at that time. So it has a minimal fiscal impact today and no revenue impact.
Mr. Chair, move the -1 into SB 299.
Senator Boquist moves the -1s into Senate Bill 299. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Chair, move SB 299 with the -1 to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Boquist moves 299 as amended by the -1s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Wissett.
Just one thing, and I don't believe it's in the bill. At least I couldn't find it in the bill, but in the background statement here it says, however, other animals may be present in the household, and that this is restricted to domestic animals. This bill only affects domestic animals.
That's correct. And that's for the record. It is, as it states in the summary, that it gives the court the authority to remove only domestic animals. It does not talk about livestock or any other type of animals as defined by statute.
Absolutely.
All righty. So with that, is there any other discussion? Any objection? So order. And the chair will take this one. And again, Senator Dingfelder will be excused on all three of these votes for today. And with that, committee, we are adjourned for today. Is there anything else we need to do?
That's it, Mr. Chair.
And we'll be back here on Monday, and I believe it's an 8:45 start. All right, thank you very much.